Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. Waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. Oh, I just now noticed something.
What's that?
On our little sheet that Brian gives us every morning.
Uh-huh.
There's a coffee cup.
Aw. He puts a different emoji there every day, I think.
Every week.
Every week. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've never noticed that. Just a little extra touch to make our day go better.
I don't know why he does that.
This is episode 1631, if you're keeping a card. Tax days is in... Tax day. I thought it was tax days.
Hope not.
Tax day is 7 days. I can only afford once.
Please don't do it again.
Tax day is in 7 days. Easter is in 13 days. And, of course, it's Taco Tuesday. God. He goes wild on that thing, man.
He does. He loves that record scratch.
Yeah. Yeah. And we welcome everybody in Rutherford County, Woodbury, anybody can hear us, some of Davidson.
Yeah.
We get out to Davidson pretty good in the daytime. I don't know about night.
And Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah, on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the WWDubs.
Yeah, so.
To all, shout out all our Melbourne listeners.
Yeah. Oh. But anyway. I love Aussie accent. I think that's better than English accent. You know, having... You know.
Aw, crikey.
I don't know. What do you think about that, Paul? Sir Paul's here.
It's me, Paul McCartney. I think you're an idiot for saying that. I'm a true Brit. And I don't want you to eat meat on Mondays.
What about fish and chips?
That's meat.
The chips aren't, but the meat and the fish, yeah.
You can have chips, but not meat.
We were talking about weather yesterday. Today, we're going to talk about food pretty much all day.
Mm.
And Subway's come up with a new thing. I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes or the snack food report.
No, I've not.
Subway is coming out. You know how they have the cookies, the long cookies and the foot-long pretzel?
Chiro.
Now they're going to have a foot-long nacho.
Yes, we actually talked about that on the snack food report weeks ago.
I must have been asleep. I must have been asleep.
You do sleep too.
Well, tell us about it.
I'm pretty sure you responded.
Tell us about it.
So they have a tray and they take a bag of Doritos.
Yeah, Doritos. That's important.
And put it on the bottom, and then you put all your nacho toppings on top of that.
Dude, are they going to have a little separate nacho bar thing kind of
thing? I think it's just their, like, sandwich toppings.
Ooh.
Like jalapenos, and you can get steak and whatever on it.
Oh. I wonder if they'll have queso.
Maybe. They already have cheese. They have a cheese sauce.
Yeah.
They do?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yep. It's on their Philly steak.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, like, cheddar?
I don't know what it is.
It's orange. I don't think it's...
My problem is it never gets warm enough for me. Their cheese sauce doesn't.
Yeah.
You almost need them to toast the sandwich after they put it on.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of their Philly.
It's not the best.
No.
It's their lowest calorie sandwich, but it's not their best.
Is it really their lowest calorie?
It is. It's about, for a 6-inch, it's like 360 or something.
Man, I go with the Cold Cut Trio every time I'm in there. I just... But I did do a meatball the other day.
Okay.
And I was... Extremely surprised how good it tasted.
Now, you like that Italian sandwich from Jimmy John's.
Uh-huh.
They have at Subway what they call the Hot Shot Italiano, which tastes very similar, except for it's hot. They heat it up. That is my favorite sandwich from there.
You know what amazes me about this boy? Mm. I can go into a restaurant, and I can't find any of the things he's talking about. But he always does. I mean,
it's on the menu if you look at it.
I understand, but he really studies the menu.
Their menu is imposing.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And he doesn't. Well, and here's the thing. They've got the one thing called now the Big Rio or something like, you know, they've got little nicknames for him.
Uh-huh.
I go, "Well, give me the Big Rio."
And then what do? Turn around and look.
Yeah,
and
they go, "Which one is that?" Yeah. Is that and so I just start naming off what I want on it, you know.
Yeah.
But the meatball sandwich was a very big surprise. I'd never had one.
Really?
And but it really surprised me.
Yeah,
how good it was.
So their cheese sauce is cheddar cheese sauce, a smooth and creamy blend of sharp cheddar cheese, American cheese, and a hint of Parmesan. They came out with that when they brought the pretzel. So you
can
dip it in
the cheese. Right. I guess you'd have to, and I guess on that nacho, that'd be number one thing you'd put on that thing, probably.
Yeah,
you'd have to.
But it,
it's interesting they use Doritos.
If you get it on the sandwich, if you get it on a sandwich, make sure they heat it up after they put the cheese sauce on there.
What about the nachos?
I don't know.
I guess they could throw it in the microwave.
I have no idea. I have not had the nachos.
Here's the problem with that. There's some Subways don't have a microwave.
Yeah.
They've got a toaster, but they don't have a microwave.
Really?
But the ones I try to go to have one, because I like my sandwich heated
before
I put the meat on it and stuff, you know? Mm. So, yeah. Or after I heat the meat, it doesn't bother me either.
Yeah.
All right, more to come here on the Wake Up Crew talking food, 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, widespread frost after midnight. Lows drop to 31. And then Wednesday, more frost early. Otherwise, lots more sunshine and highs warm into the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
I tip my cap to you, sir.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Speaking of tipping our cat, tip our cap to her.
The Wake Up Crew. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Florida Gators beat Houston 65-63 in the national title game in college hoops. Gators were down 12 early in the second half, but tied it up with about 8 minutes to go. Houston had the ball last, in fact, for the last 19 seconds, but failed to get a shot off. The Cougars scored 1 point in about the last 2.5 minutes. 4 late turnovers. In the NBA, Miami sent Philadelphia to a 12th straight loss, 117-105. Sacramento got 43 points from Zach LaVine in a comeback victory at Detroit, 127-117. In baseball, Detroit beat the Yankees, Washington over the Dodgers, despite a Shohei Ohtani home run. Toronto won at Boston, ending the Red Sox 5-game winning streak. Cubs beat Texas, ending a 5-game winning streak of the Rangers. The Mets won their 5th in a row, 2-0 over Miami. Cincinnati scored 2 in the 8th to win at San Francisco 2-0. Wins for the Padres and Orioles.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, 21 after the hour. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, and Wally the Weatherman is here with us this morning.
I'm Wally.
Wow. What did I call him yesterday?
When you see him on the screen, though, when he's talking weather, he's got those hands going, man.
And it's...
Yeah, yeah.
He loves this one. He loves it's like the okay symbol, you know, with the three fingers up. It's that, but pinched, and he just like stretches them out. They meet in the middle, and then they stretch them out, right, like this. And his head is tilted like a dog. I think it's moving this way. This way.
It's moving this way.
This way. And I think, and he'll squint an eye. I think we're in the clear.
And then goes, if I can get my computer to work.
I'm going to need control now. Please give me control.
Oh, gee. Sometimes we're just, we take it way over the top, don't we?
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun.
That's so much fun. we're Do you remember when WGNS had a local morning news show that was very serious? That's what we reverted to. Hey, it's that time. Let's throw that in there. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. Free fun for the whole family April 26th on the square. For more information, go to rceearthday.com. By the way, you need to set up your weather thing down there.
Oh, that'd be cool. A little table?
Yeah. I think and reenact some of the stuff that you do. We need control now.
That storm just died.
It just died.
That's how he said it.
He's really pretty good though. He's smooth. He's pretty smooth.
He's gotten away from, he's less Rutherford issues and more first hour of the wake up crew these days.
Yeah, yeah. It's slowly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But he sends Justin out for the
Justin, storm. You go to the middle of the storm. I'm gonna sit in my home,
where I have my storeroom area that I can go to. Okay. Anyway, Linda Hodge. Well, you know Linda. She makes some of the best chess pie ever in this world. She's today's good neighbor of the day for helping everyone at Oakland High School. Everyone. She's a true patriot and good neighbor. Linda's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. Well deserved, Ryan.
Okay, so good neighbors, text them in, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get them into us. Birthdays, anniversaries, taking those two. Same phone number, call in, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Did you notice he dropped like every other word from that? Today is National Zoo Lovers Day, so if you like the zoo, go to the zoo, pet an animal or something.
National Zoo might be a good time to go. And our song for working, going back to work, is Devo. Well, I've been working in a coal mine, going down, working in a coal mine, woo! About to slip down. Working in a coal mine, 624.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Lovely. A tragic scene in a South Nashville neighborhood Monday. That's where Metro Police say a man and a woman are dead following a suspected murder-suicide. According to the Metro Nashville Police Department, the domestic-related incident took place at the Access Apartments on Glengarry Drive. The man and woman were reportedly discovered inside a bedroom just before 4 p.m. Their identities have not been released. The Tennessee Attorney General's Office is offering some advice to those affected by the recent storms. Contact your mortgage lender, credit card company, and other creditors to let them know about your situation. Most of them have ways to help. Also, file insurance claims as soon as possible. Document the disaster by taking photographs or video of your damage. And be wary of contractors selling repairs door-to-door, especially when they offer deep discounts that seem too good to be true. never pay with cash, and never sign over your insurance check. Report suspected misconduct such as price gouging to the state attorney general's office. More news in 30 seconds.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Some of your favorite big box stores plan to take the day off for Easter Sunday. Lowe's Home Improvement stores have announced they will be joining several other major chains, such as Target, Costco, Sam's, and Best Buy, to take Easter Sunday off. Lowe's says the holiday is a good time to give their associates a well-deserved day off. The Easter Sunday closure will include all 1,700 locations nationwide. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back here on the Wake Up Crew. Our time is 27 minutes after the hour, and we've got good neighbor events coming up and another check of the weather, and we'll be looking at traffic as well. Later on, it's Man on the Street Newsmakers, and then the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Well, that one sounded like he's been trapped.
Outside.
Yeah. Well, that's Huey. Bless him.
He's okay.
Bless him, little Huey.
It was funny. Megan sent me a text the next day, and she was a picture of the dog sleeping. And she said, he's so tired. I wonder why. She said he didn't sleep well last night.
In case you missed yesterday's show, Dalton left his dog out in the rain for an hour and a half.
It was not tornado. Raining, and the tornadoes were done.
Oh, wait. That explains the message from the ASPCA.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah. We got some Superman news. How about filling us in on Superman?
They dropped a new movie, not trailer. A trailer. It was basically like a sneak peek, I think they called it. But it was about 5 minutes of the movie. It was Superman. It was that scene, if you saw the last trailer, with Superman laying on the ground and he calls Krypto over to him. But it was longer. Krypto's a scoundrel.
It's got you fired up, though.
Yes, it was really exciting. Krypto's like jumping on him and hurting him, and he's like, no, dog, take me home, or whatever. And he takes him to the fortress.
So it's funny. It's going to be kind of funny,
too. A little
too.
Funny yeah. there. Superman's got robots in the Fortress of Solitude now.
Well, you know, he did have those in the Fortress of
Solitude.
And
they look just like the ones from the comic book. But they're like carrying him to the table, and they put him on like a gurney or whatever. And then the whole Fortress of Solitude, man, this music fires me up. The whole Fortress of Solitude just like rotates to the sun where the sun's pointing in it so that it can heal him or whatever. Looks cool.
Now, when is that supposed to come out?
July 11th.
July 11th.
Is the release date.
I know where you and Dad will be.
Yeah.
You're going to drag Dad, though. I don't think he's a big Superman fan, but
I'm
you know.
A superhero movie
He still
fan.
Hasn't finished Superman and Lois. Greatest series finale of all time.
I'm kind of getting fired up with that new Marvel movie a little bit. Ant-Man's going to be in it. And
Thor. The new Avengers.
Yeah.
The new Fantastic Four looks pretty good, too.
Yeah.
That Avengers isn't coming out this year, though, is it?
No, that's a couple years away. Yeah. They just started filming, I think.
But they started announcing who was going to be in it.
James Marsden.
Cyclops is back,
Cyclops
baby.
Cyclops is back. But no Hugh Jackman, which seems weird.
Well, yeah. That's true. But let's face it, Cyclops got the bad end of that X-Men deal.
He really
deal.
Did.
Like, what was it? X-Men, the second
they
one?
They might as well have just written him out.
Yeah. And in the comic book, I stress this because I used to read X-Men when I was a kid, but Cyclops was the main guy. Mm. And he was in love with the girl that turned out to be evil at the end.
Well, they're dating in the first movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Wolverine comes in and it's over.
Yeah.
So.
Wolverine ruined it.
Well,
they also just—he was the worst. They wrote him horribly in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, I hope they do a better job with him.
Yeah.
And how are they going to bring him back to life? I wonder.
Who knows? Or they won't mention it at all.
Yeah, they won't mention it at all. Yeah.
That's probably the most likely choice.
James Marsden is such a talented actor, though. He can play any part, and you know he's in that one you were watching about the president. He played the president in that.
It was Paradise series.
And
really good.
I tell you what, he's also good in. Hedgehog
Sonic the Hedgehog. He is pretty good in that.
He was in the Easter Rabbit too.
Hop.
But he's a good actor. He was in Hairspray. He's a good singer, too.
I didn't know that.
And he does a great Matthew McConaughey.
But does he?
What do you think about that, Matt?
I think he does all right.
But Matt Damon does the best Matt McConaughey of anybody. I mean, you got to listen to it. Yeah. All right. Time for Today in History. Let's bring it on, big
turn
boy.
To turn your security.
April 8th, in 1979, milk is sold in glass bottles for the first time. I don't know what they had in it before.
Straight
that.
From the cow.
I bet it was bagged, like those bag kind of things.
Oh,
you know,
probably.
Like, you know.
They had the milk cans.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's what it is.
You know, in England, they still use milk bags.
Yeah.
They don't have cartons over there or jugs. It's all bags.
I don't know if I'd want to live over there. Do you? Would you want to live over there?
No, I couldn't live on fish alone.
1966, the AFL chooses 36-year-old Al Davis as commissioner. 1969, the first Major League Baseball games in Canada. Montreal Expos beat the Mets 10-9.
And then they left.
1974, Hammer and Hank Aaron hits his 715th home run off of Dodger Al Downing, breaking Babe Ruth's record in Atlanta. 1975, the 47th Academy Awards. The Godfather Part 2 wins big.
You come to me on the day when you guys hear me.
See, he doesn't sound like Bane when he does it.
And I'm the Godfather.
Stop. You're not in my show, Bane. Frank Robinson in 1975 debuts as the first African-American baseball manager, and the Cleveland Indians beat the New York Yankees 5-3. He was the manager of the Indians, who are now the Guardians, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And in 1990, Twin Peaks, created by David Lynch and starring Cal McLaughlin, premieres on ABC.
Diane, 11:30 a.m., February 24th, entering the town of Twin Peaks.
David Lynch, of course, passed away this past year. And that's going to do it for Today in History. Coming up next, it's Rewind with Brandon Brooks at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. April 8th, 1964.
You're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
The New York premiere of the second James Bond movie.
I think my mouth is too big.
From Russia with Love.
No, it's the right size. For me, that is.
This date in 1983.
The illusion of the century.
CBS aired a David Copperfield magic special.
This is the Statue of Liberty.
He made the Statue of Liberty disappear in front of a live audience.
I have never seen a Statue of Liberty disappear the way this one did.
And April 8th, 1990.
She's dead, wrapped in plastic.
The ABC debut of the mystery drama Twin Peaks.
Nothing is what it seems.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds north 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, widespread frost after midnight. Lows drop to 31. And then Wednesday, more frost early. Otherwise, lots more sunshine and highs warm into the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Good morning. Starting to crank up through the Mount Julian area as that traffic builds coming in from Wilson County on I-40, especially as you work your way into Hermitage. It got a little bit heavier in the last few minutes with some volume on 24 West up past 840 coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Music City Pro Wrestling presents The Awakening Saturday, April 12th at the Valerie Academy Gymnasium. Get your tickets now by logging on to Music City Pro Wrestling Facebook and their Instagram. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Thanks for tuning to WGNS for local news. You've been doing that for 78 years, and we thank you. You've heard us talking about a shortage of nurses. while Ascension St. Thomas Hospital is teaming with Marion University to offer a fast-paced 16-month course in their Bachelor of Science Nursing program. You need to learn about it during a special meeting on the nursing shortage. That'll be Tuesday of next week. Not this week, but next week, Tuesday, April 15th, from 4 until 7 in the evening. You need to be there. And that'll be at Ascension St. Thomas West. That's in Nashville at 4220 Harding Place. 4 until 7 in the evening, next week, Tuesday, April 15th. Are you having trouble using your computer? They're offering free computer classes at the Technology Engagement Center. That's over on Minerva Drive here in Murfreesboro, a part of our public library. And if it's your smartphone that's giving you a challenge, just go by any of the Rutherford County public libraries and they'll help you work through that for free. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's 6:39. And Brian, Dalton, tell us how you can get us on WGNS. We're everywhere.
Oh, there's lots of places. You can go to WGNSradio.com/listen or WGNSradio.com/watch. Either one of those places will give you all of the different links for radio, online, Big G TV, our web stream, all those things. The easiest thing, if you're just wanting to listen, WGNSradio.com, right up at the header of the webpage, whether you're on your phone or your computer, there's a play button. It says Listen Live. You can click that to listen.
All right. Dad joke of the day.
All right, fellas. What do you... Why are pirates called pirates?
I don't know. Why?
Because they just are.
That joke wasn't good, but you're
top-notch delivery.
Yes, top-notch delivery.
Joke.
I'm thinking four.
That's what I'm thinking.
Man, that was pretty good. It really surprised me.
Did it?
Say it again. Do it again.
Because they just are.
That was good, Andy. That was good. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew. Got anything else? I got 3 seconds. Oh, no, I guess not.
They are.
More to come here.
CBS News Brief. China is responding to President Trump's threat to slap additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports. Chinese foreign spokesperson Jan Lin, through an interpreter.
Pressure, threats, and blackmail are not the right way to deal with China.
China will take necessary measures to firmly safeguard its legitimate rights and interests.
U.S. futures markets up about 1.5 to 2%. Supreme Court says the president can use an 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan migrants. But correspondent Jan Crawford says there's a caveat.
These people cannot be removed by the Trump administration without first getting notification that they're being deported and then some kind of opportunity to challenge their deportations.
There's a new men's NCAA champ.
And it's over! Florida is back on top of the college basketball world!
Gators beat Houston 65-63 on CBS for their first championship since 2007. CBS News Brief, Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Drivers in Rutherford County are seeing some of the lowest fuel prices in the country, with Tennessee now ranking third nationally for cheapest average gas, according to AAA. Statewide average sits at $2.79 per gallon for regular unleaded, while drivers in Rutherford County are paying around $2.70 per gallon. That's still below the national average of $3.25, and well under prices seen in nearby Williamson County, where gas reaches $3.18. Shelbyville in Bedford County currently holds the state's lowest average at $2.64 per gallon. AAA attributes the relatively stable prices to a recent drop in oil cost, though factors like refinery maintenance and the seasonal shift to summer blend fuel may influence increases in the coming weeks. While local gas prices remain manageable, Rutherford County drivers faced significant traffic delays Monday morning following a multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 24. The incident occurred near mile marker 84, close to Joby Jackson Parkway, around 6:30 a.m. One of the vehicles involved caught fire, prompting emergency response from Rutherford County Fire and Rescue teams. Several individuals were injured and transported to Ascension St. Thomas Hospital. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the cause of the crash is still under investigation. The incident serves as a reminder of the hazards that continue to affect commuters, despite improving conditions at the pump. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick and digestible format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches' weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
WGNS. Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Thank you, Sheriff Sergeant Brady Green. A listener called for help when her father had a heart attack. Sergeant Green is a state-licensed advanced emergency medical technician. He teaches basic life support to all deputies. Thanks to Sergeant Green, a bag valve mask is in every Rutherford County Sheriff's car. And the listener said, "To me, I'm most thankful that Sergeant Brady Green's work allows me to continue to love and enjoy my dad."
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
The cost, if Middle Point doesn't exist, to you as a taxpayer is going to be significant.
Trash, let's be careful where we throw it away.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg.
Garbage that we generate will have to be taken upstream.
That's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
Cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses. The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill. We don't need to take our garbage up the creek without a paddle.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve the risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. We've talked about everything this morning so far.
And we're going to talk about even more.
We are?
I don't know. Probably.
I think we're done, don't you?
Can we just go home?
I'm all out.
I loved his enthusiasm for the new Superman movie. That fires me up a lot. When I think Dalton's going to like it, I think I will like it too.
The music just like slows you down.
Lois, Crypto, come here. Huey, get out of the rain. Come here.
Maybe Crypto comes in to save Huey.
Oh, what a great subplot.
Yeah.
You know, like the world, he's saving the world, but he has time. Crypto has time to go and
get Huey out of the rain.
Yeah. And they shave Dalton's head bald. And it turns out he's like
Lex Luthor. It was me.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it's Zod. Maybe he's Zod.
Taco Tuesday. I went to a restaurant the other day. I won't say which restaurant it is. But
Mi Patria.
They do say that it is Mexican. I went to three different locations. They were out of meat.
Camino.
Out of meat?
Out of meat. And I went to a third one, and they were out of queso, jalapenos, lettuce, tomatoes. And they had a sign on the door that says, we do not have...
Well, if they combine
the
two.
We don't have any of the things that go into Mexican food.
One has all the meats, and then the other has all the other, so they could just combine.
So I took Mia with me, and she had a friend with her, and the girl at the, and rightfully so, she did a great job. She said, now, this is all that we have, but I can serve you, you know. So it was meat, and they did have meat at this one. They just didn't have all the other stuff. So it was meat and some cheese they sprinkled on it and some rice. And that's what they got. I got charged the same price, though, if I'd have dumped everything in known to man in it, you know? And I'm like going, how does that happen?
Should have gone to Chipotle instead.
I mean, I don't know how that happens.
Maybe he did.
I don't know how that happens.
That is kind of weird.
But all three locations. So
you went to three different places.
Yeah, I love the place, too. I mean, I have nothing there. I love it. But it just happened that day. They didn't.
That's hard. That's,
I don't know. Maybe the truck didn't come in. That's all I can figure out.
Well, they took all the meat to one place and took all the other stuff to the other, I guess.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. We drove all around Murfreesboro.
So did the third one not have anything?
No, the third one's the one that had the rice. And I just said, oh, girls, you want it or not? And they go, we've been to three different ones. And then she said, yeah, we'll just go ahead and eat. So,
what meat was it?
All of them. Chicken and beef and whatever.
I meant, what did you wind up getting?
They got steak.
Yeah. Their steak is good.
And you?
Wherever this place was.
Yeah, wherever that place was. Do what now?
What did you get?
I didn't get anything.
Oh, you were just taking them out?
He didn't want to contribute to the shortage.
I knew they were going to charge me full price, so I said, I'll be okay.
I'll starve to death.
I'll
Thank
go to
you.
Crumble and get a cookie. Oh. Crumble's cookie.
Were they out, or did they have
Oh, no, they weren't out.
What was the
and
flavor?
Neither was I, and that's why when we do the weigh-in tomorrow or whatever we do it,
today
I'm not saying anything. So,
I think we should skip.
Uh-oh. You always think we should skip.
Oh, that's bad news for you. Did you have a good week?
I had a great week, actually.
Well, we'll let you announce yours. How's that?
Just me? Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the grocery now in 5 weeks, and I knew I was going to have to be at home. So Domino's had a great deal on two pizzas and all two sides. So
you ate them all in one night?
No. But it was like 4 days in a row.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you put your pizza in the air fryer, or do you put it?
I do.
Yeah.
I bet your stomach was doing funny things.
It was. A lot of Parmesan.
5 days in a row of pizza is probably something no human being should ever attempt to do.
Well, it was out of necessity.
Have you heard about the...
pizza diet?
No. Have you heard about this company that brings the food to you, like in little trays? You have dinners. I think that would be something you'd be interested in. They mail it and they send
no,
them to you.
Because you still have to put it in the oven.
Oh, well, yeah.
If it was already cooked or air fryer.
Well,
he won't even turn on his oven, John.
It's supposed to be real good food, but the only thing would be the sodium, I would think. You know, to be high in sodium, but it'd be a good deal for supper.
Might be lower in sodium than what
it's
I'm having now.
Four or five,
probably is.
Probably, those little dinners are only like 300 calories or so, though. You know, that if you're doing calories.
I'm going to buckle down once I finish off the last box of pizza.
Well, you've been in Weather Central.
Yeah.
Very, very stressful.
The Rutherford Weather Channel. He's added channel to the end.
Okay, let's do some birthdays.
Have Matt some birthdays.
For anybody
that
in the
is
audience
not part of the opening.
No, but I was getting
Happy
there.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, in 14... No, wait a minute. Yeah, 1460. Juan Ponce de Leon was born. He died in 1521.
I see. Florida.
1892, Mary Pickford, Canadian actress, born in Toronto, Ontario. She died in 1979. 1918, Betty Ford, the U.S. First Lady and founder of the Betty Ford Center Clinic, born in Chicago, Illinois, died in 2011. In 1931, John Gavin, American actor. I used to love this guy. Great actor. Imitation of Life. He was in Psycho. And he was also the U.S. ambassador to Mexico under Ronald Reagan. He served there for 5 years. In 1966, Robin Wright, American actress. She was in Santa Barbara, started there in that soap opera, Princess Bride, and Forrest Gump.
Great role in House of Cards, too, until the final season.
Yeah, yeah. She's a good actress. She didn't do a lot of movies, either. I mean,
no.
She's pretty particular. And that's going to do it for birthdays. What do we got next? Oh, wait. I guess it's time for a few commercials, and then we'll... Be
wrap
right
up
back.
The hour.
Yeah. Wow, so sad.
Call in those local birthdays, too, by the way, for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday
Club.
Yeah,
do that. Mm-hmm. All right, 6:55. Let's take a look at the weather for the final time this hour.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, widespread frost after midnight. Lows drop to 31. And then Wednesday, more frost early. Otherwise, lots more sunshine and highs warm into the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 39.
Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. RCEarthDay.com for more info.
An earlier wreck, 24 eastbound off-ramp at Haywood Lane. It's not causing a backup, but there's some volume starting to develop over in that area as you come westbound on 24 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through Antioch. It's got a little bit heavier in the last few minutes through Mount Juliet on 40 going westbound as you head on into Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken has that live entertainment every Wednesday night starting at 6 o'clock. Order online today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Let it be known that nothing is impossible in life. Even Elton John and Madonna are friends now. No, really. After decades of beef, the two icons have finally laid down their arms. Now, this thing goes all the way back to 2002, when Sir Elton called her James Bond song, Die Another Day, the worst Bond tune ever. Ouch! Now, other insults ensued over the years. Flash forward to SNL over the weekend when Madge basically went backstage before Elton's performance to confront him, and before it could get messy, he said, "Forgive me." Even saying he wrote a song for her. Oh, Elton, you softy, you. Check out the pic on Madonna's Instagram. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, congratulations today to Linda Hodge, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for helping everyone at Oakland High School. Everyone, I do mean that. She's a true patriot and good neighbor. Linda Hodge will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And I went over there just the other day, well, several months ago, I guess, and she helped me when I went in there. So, great lady.
Yeah. Well, if you know someone who's gone the extra mile, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Similar process for birthdays, WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those birthdays and anniversaries into us. You can also call or text 615-893-1450 to get those in so that we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Snack Food Report and Taco Tuesday is coming up next here on News Radio WGNS. It's the Big G, and our time is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Tariff talks.
We're going to get fair deals and good deals with every country.
Supreme Court ruling.
People who are targeted for deportation are entitled to notification.
Florida wins national title.
The Gators are natty, baby.
Got the natty!
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, China vowed today to fight to the end as a trade war with the U.S. deepens.
The country's foreign ministry questioned America's willingness for dialogue after President Trump threatened additional tariffs. CBS's Weijia Jiang says it comes as Trump has appeared to suggest a willingness to talk with some countries.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was the first world leader to have FaceTime with President Trump since he announced reciprocal tariffs last week.
We will eliminate the trade deficit with the United States.
We're going to get fair deals and good deals with every country, and if we don't, we're going to have nothing to do with them. They're not going to be allowed to participate in the United States.
Mr. Trump has invited Japan to Washington for trade talks, and he's open to more. Vietnam and Zimbabwe have offered to eliminate their tariffs on the U.S. entirely. The European Union says it would get rid of tariffs on U.S. cars and industrial goods if the U.S. does the same.
We stand ready to negotiate with the United States.
As for China, Trump is threatening to impose an additional 50% tariff if Beijing does not withdraw its 34% retaliatory tariff on American products by noon today. In Princeton, New Jersey,
we're a little panicked.
Shop owner Dean Smith is scrambling to buy inventory with his life savings before tariffs kick in. He says almost all of the items in his store are imported from countries that face at least a 25% tariff.
It felt like there was nowhere to run.
Smith says he's losing sleep over how much prices will soar.
Families that are most at the margins are going to be the ones that are affected the most by this.
Stock futures indicate a rebound is in store on Wall Street after 3 days of losses. A major decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on President Trump's immigration policies. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It was a 5-4 decision that the justices used to stop a lower court's order that was blocking the Trump administration from deporting migrants to El Salvador under that Alien Enemies Act. The court says the administration can resume the deportations using the Wartime Act, but the high court did impose limits, saying the administration will have to begin offering some due process to allow these detainees to challenge the allegations that they're gang members.
In the case of a man deported mistakenly to El Salvador, new arguments have to be submitted to the Supreme Court by the end of the day. Iran's foreign minister said today his talks with a U.S. envoy over the country's nuclear program will be indirect. They're set for this weekend in Oman. President Trump said yesterday there would be direct talks between the U.S. and Tehran.
I think if the talks aren't successful, I think Iran is going to be in great danger, and I hate to say it. Great danger, because they can't have a nuclear weapon.
Well, CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Kentucky, one of several states in the Ohio Valley hit by severe flooding.
Frankfort, Kentucky's capital city, is entering day five of disastrous flooding after the Kentucky River reached near record levels.
I came down here and told him, I was like, we got to go.
James Cornish had to quickly help his father leave his flooded home. He says at one point, the water rose half a foot in a half hour. It comes after a days-long deluge that dumped about 8 inches of rain in here and up to 16 inches in southwestern parts of the state.
The men's college basketball title was decided in the final seconds.
1 second, and it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world.
The call on CBS as Florida completed a 12-point second-half comeback to edge Houston 65-63 to win the championship in San Antonio. Gators coach Todd Golden.
We clearly have the best team in America. And in 3 short years, we got the basketball program back where it belongs, which is raising trophies, playing in Final Fours, and competing for national championships.
Florida last won the title in back-to-back years, 2006 and 2007. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fluoride in the water. The Trump administration is taking aim at it.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he plans to tell the CDC to stop recommending it and is also assembling a task force to study the effects. The EPA says it will also review new scientific information on its potential health risks. Last month, Utah became the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Well, tariffs are expected to impact the home construction industry, and CBS's Carter Evans reports that could be costly in Southern California's wildfire zone.
$5.9 billion worth of wood products were imported from Canada last year. During the Biden administration, the duty tax rose to almost 14.5%, and it's on schedule to more than double by early fall. If the president adds a 25% tariff, that would bring the combined import tax on Canadian lumber to more than 50% and increase the cost of building a home by about $10,000.
Everyone is really scared on what's going to happen. And I think the answer is they're saying, if you can buy now, buy now.
Contractor Joseph Peretz is helping rebuild homes in fire-ravaged communities in Los Angeles and says he's already seen businesses hoarding building supplies.
I think a big chunk of the lumber went to a couple of different lumber houses. They sold it to only their best buyers, and then they're holding it for their projects, or even worse, they're holding it to price gouge smaller contractors.
He says homes in the more affluent Pacific Palisades will likely be rebuilt faster than those in working class Altadena. Competition for supplies and workers will be fierce.
Overseas, Prince Harry in court today for the latest chapter of his legal challenge against a government decision about his personal security.
Morning, Harry!
An in-person appearance by the Duke of Sussex in a London courtroom. Harry there to fight an earlier ruling that he and his family are not entitled to special police protection while in the UK. Harry's no longer a serving royal, but he argues he and his family are still under increased threat because of hostility aimed at him and his wife, Meghan. Harry's offer to reimburse the police for his protection has also been refused. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rash? Yep, make that 3. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions.
You're up to date on the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. With updates at the top of every hour and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan. The Wake Up Crew continues now with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds north 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, widespread frost after midnight. Lows drop to 31. And then Wednesday, more frost early. Otherwise, lots more sunshine and highs warm into the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 38.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still a bit lighter than it normally would be for some reason this time of the morning. It is starting to pick up though up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 there at Bell Road. We've seen a couple of accidents out here. They're still trying to clean up that one on that 24 eastbound off-ramp there at Haywood Lane. It has picked up on Vietnam Vets westbound through Sumner County as that traffic leaves Hendersonville headed towards Davidson County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night. Don't miss it tomorrow night. Log on today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Rutherford County people barely awake. We can awaken them. We have the technology. We can make them better than they were. Better. Stronger. Faster. The Wake Up Crew.
Yes, if there were only a picture of us running in slow motion, like
hey,
you're...
I saw the. There was a promo for the Lee Majors, Jamie. What's her name? Lindsay Wagner. Mm-hmm. When they were the Bionic Man get married, and the and he's
Bionic
running,
ever after.
And Lee has picked up about like 30 pounds since the original $6 million man, and he's running. They got that music going, and he stops the car and pulls it, turns it over. It was pretty good. Still pretty good. Whoever came up with that slow motion stuff, and then everybody copied it, you know, for a while, you know, all karate movies and everything was in slow motion.
And it was the sound effects that went with it.
Yeah.
Because you knew exactly what he was doing. Yeah, that was him jumping.
Do you know it wasn't in the first one?
I know. I've seen the first
couple
one.
It wasn't in the first one.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. The nurse, you know, the nurse fell in love with him in the first one, in the plot, the pilot.
Oh.
The nurse got...
Forgotten about that.
So, and they didn't have a... They had a different Rudy.
Yeah, that was weird. Rudy kind of changed back and forth, didn't he?
I think so. I don't know. I can't remember. Oscar was there.
Yeah.
Well, no. Oscar wasn't Oscar in the first one. Darren McGavin was Oscar, the guy that played in Christmas Story.
Ah.
He played him. Kolchak, the Night Stalker. You don't remember that, do you?
I don't.
Yeah.
No. I just remember it kind of got weird when they had the faces on the people and they were robots. And then
the Bigfoot. Bigfoot episode was the, you know... Jump the shark.
Yeah.
Episode for them, I think.
Fight the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And it was a multi-part.
Yeah, I know. But it was popular.
I guess. People liked the time. It. They always did like one a year where it was a two-parter and, you know, it left you on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. A lot of people wanted Lee Majors to play Superman.
Hmm.
I think it would have been a good one. But he'd already doing the $6 million man at the time, so they didn't do it.
That would have been interesting.
He looked like George Reeves a little bit in the face. No, he looks like Elvis Presley in the face. If you look at Lee Majors up close in the face, he looks like Elvis Presley. Check it next time out. See. Put him up side by side.
I don't frequently see Lee Majors.
Huh?
I don't see pictures of him very often.
You didn't watch The Fall Guy? Oh, no, you weren't born yet.
No. I saw the remake of The Fall Guy. The Ryan Gosling one?
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty good.
Was it good?
I liked it.
I heard a lot of people didn't like it.
I thought it was pretty funny.
That brings up an interesting thing. Celebrity doppelgangers.
He's going to read a list now. We get to just sit back.
I don't know some of these, but
they wanted Kyle MacLachlan to play a movie about George Reeves, the 50 Superman, because he looks like George Reeves, a skinny version of George Reeves.
They've got it wound up being.
Ben Affleck, yeah,
who I think
fits. He did a good job.
Yeah. He may not be the most looking.
That might have been one of the best movies he's ever been in. Really,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
what's it called?
Hollywoodland.
Hollywoodland.
Yeah.
This is really funny.
You know who I thought was bad in that?
Was
the detective, and he's won Academy Awards. He's won two or three Oscars.
Yeah.
I thought he was not good in it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Doppelgangers.
Yeah.
Celebrity doppelgangers.
Shamar Moore.
Mm-hmm. Got it in my head.
Jalen Hurts.
Little. I can see it.
Yeah. Do you want us to hold up a sign?
Well, no.
Yeah, thumbs up or down.
This one's creepy. Will Smith and Chad Smith. Or Will Ferrell and Chad Smith.
Yeah, the drummer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, oh, they're out like twins.
It's wild just to see the side by side. This one was funny. Courtney Cox and Jared Leto.
Maybe now.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe yeah. Now.
Oh, let's see. I've got to go to some. Tilda Swinton and Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
I can see that too. Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe and Elijah Wood.
I've heard that one.
Yeah.
And yeah.
They have some similarities. I wouldn't say they
just
look
skinny
alike.
Little dudes.
Yeah.
Zach Braff and Dax Shepard.
I've always thought that one. Yeah.
Matt Damon and Jesse Plemons. Jesse was the one that played in Friday Night Lights, the redheaded.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
People refer to him
as... they do. He looks more like him now.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, people call him Fat Damon frequently.
Yeah. He's lost a lot of weight.
Has he?
But yeah.
Yeah, so far. Jeremy Allen White and Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Who's Jeremy Allen White?
He's the guy from The Bear. What has he been in?
He was in that other...
Modern Family?
No.
I can't remember the name of the show.
He was
now.
In Shameless.
Yeah, Shameless. Okay. That's the one I was trying to think of. Some of the ones that are...
But they do look alike.
Yeah, I think it's the hair.
And the big nose.
Keira Knightley and Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
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 Reese Witherspoon.
I like both of them. I like both of them as actresses.
Yeah, they're good.
Reese Witherspoon and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, maybe. I can see it.
Chris Pine and Joey Lawrence. I don't know about that one.
Back when he was, his hair, their hair doesn't look the same.
No,
you know?
And Joey's eyebrows are kind of weird now.
I'll tell you something interesting that happened on American Idol the other night. I just happened to catch it. This girl comes in and she's auditioning and she starts singing the Sunday Night Football theme to Sunday Night Football.
Wow.
And she sang it. I thought as good as Carrie Underwood did, and it was kind of weird.
Now we have silences. He's still he's scrolling. He's not even doing the show anymore.
I'm just kind of scrolling. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, scroll along.
Oh well.
Oh, I can play my funeral playlist.
Done with that.
Hey, can you do it and go to one real quick and each one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not right now, but we'll do it tomorrow.
Save it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow
Save
morning.
It for my hour.
Yeah.
But isn't there some Superman news? Doesn't this make you just...
No, we already talked about all the Superman news.
There is no Superman
no
news.
No more news.
But the music's cool.
The music is cool.
That's why I wanted to play it.
And I'm glad they didn't stay with the same Superman thing that we've always gotten used to.
They reference it.
Yeah.
But...
It's kind of... You can kind of hear hints of it in there, but
there's an electric guitar.
I would really like to go see this movie with Dalton, to see the Dalton experience at the movies. And I want to sit right beside him when he says, "That's not real. That's not a real. Look, that's fake.
That's dumb."
Yeah. We've got real sports here for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Florida Gators beat Houston 65-63 in the national title game in college hoops. Gators were down 12 early in the second half, but tied it up with about 8 minutes to go. Houston had the ball last, in fact, for the last 19 seconds, but failed to get a shot off. The Cougars scored 1 point in about the last 2.5 minutes. 4 late turnovers. In the NBA, Miami sent Philadelphia to a 12th straight loss, 117-105. Sacramento got 43 points from Zach LaVine in a comeback victory at Detroit, 127-117. In baseball, Detroit beat the Yankees, Washington over the Dodgers, despite a Shohei Ohtani home run. Toronto won at Boston, ending the Red Sox 5-game winning streak. Cubs beat Texas, ending a 5-game winning streak of the Rangers. The Mets won their 5th in a row, 2-0 over Miami. Cincinnati scored 2 in the 8th to win at San Francisco 2-0. Wins for the Padres and Orioles.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Murfreesboro residents, did you know our city could receive $175 per person each year in state funding? That's why it's important to participate in the special census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Listing everyone in your household helps us qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and other services. Complete the form online at murfreesborocensus.com or use the prepaid envelope you'll receive in the mail.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in too.
No new taxes, no cost to you, just more to Murfreesboro. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS for a Tuesday, so you know what that means.
It's Taco Tuesday.
A little different for you this morning. So we're going to do a little Taco Tuesday here. We're going to do a little snack food report because later we're going to do a French fry tier list.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love tier list.
I do, too. They're so much
fun. I wish
fun.
We could do one every day.
I wish we could just...
I just wish we had a show about tier list.
I wish our...
It's the tier list crew.
Wow. You're very excited about
we
tier list.
We should do... This would be funny, but we probably can't do it because it would hurt people's feelings. But we should do a tier list of shows on this radio station. Fucking Action Line and
well, you really want to end our career, don't you? That would do it.
It would be funny though.
It would be funny. Maybe we could do one off air.
Yeah, right.
I thought we did that all the time.
But nobody will ever know what we actually think.
So
no, he'd probably leave it on the screen the next day. Scott goes, boys, come here.
Listen to this recording.
Come here, boys.
What was that chicken place you talked about that was really good?
Hangry Joe's.
Hangry Joe's. Did we talk about that on the air?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I forgot.
Neither of you were paying attention. You were looking at something on your computer and you were scrolling through Facebook.
Yeah. So. I'm not ashamed. You don't really have time to comment, really, when you're doing the snack food report.
Well, it wasn't snack food report.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
Taco Tuesday. We were just talking about places we've eaten.
I heard it. I heard you say it.
Yeah.
I heard you talk about it.
What made me think about it is I drove down Medical Center, and usually I go Wilkinson Pike to get around if I'm going to Blackman, but they had Wilkinson Pike blocked off. So I went down Medical Center, and it is amazing in the last 6 months what's popped up there food-wise.
Yeah.
What are they doing at Wilkinson Pike?
I don't know. Oh. I haven't been back through
there. They need to four-lane it, really. But
I mean, it's become a major thoroughfare with people that want to avoid.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that about. And let's see.
That's where the In-N-Out's coming. The Trader Joe's is opening. Yep.
I think it's open.
Yeah, maybe so.
Wow. Back through there.
Yep.
Yeah. Whole
Raising Cane's is there.
Got your Whataburger and your Drake's. I mean, there's
What's
just a
Drake's?
Lot.
It's a sit-down burger. Burger, sushi, all kinds of stuff. It's a nice restaurant.
It really is. We've been a couple of times. It's
really?
Nice.
You two go all the time. Never invite me. No, that's great. Yeah, I like it.
You go to Cracker Barrel and don't invite us.
Uh-uh. I was invited to Cracker Barrel. I wasn't in charge of that. I didn't hear you guys calling me. Hey, it's church after church.
Do you really want to see us more?
I like you.
Oh, well, thanks, John.
I like Megan. I like Megan a lot.
So where do you usually go on Sundays?
Here's our list. It's Cheddar's, Cracker Barrel, Champy's. Oh, what's the other place? Oh, geez. One more. I can't think of it right now. But we kind of rotate it. Go to Red Lobster once every 3 years because you can't afford it.
I haven't been to Cheddar's in a long time. So,
last time I went, it wasn't very, it wasn't like.
It was a period of time there right after the pandemic, too. But it's gotten pretty good now again.
What is that sandwich that comes with the little
Monte Cristo?
Monte Cristo. Mm-hmm. That's about the best
thing. Got ham in it.
Yeah. Cannot eat a Monte Cristo on this diet.
No.
That's like 2 days worth of food.
Take away all my fun.
Can't even eat barbed broccoli casserole.
What about some snack foods, though? You think maybe we could?
If only we had a report where we'd know what to
it's
eat.
It's the snack food report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent.
Play the Superman
Dalton
music.
Barrett.
Coming soon, Cheez-Its pizza. Heat them up in the oven. They bake in 8 minutes. They have Italian four cheese and pepperoni on a Cheez-It thin crust. You can get in the frozen food aisle coming soon. Tropical Sprite is back nationwide. Oh. Wow, this music's really throwing me off. Tropical Sprite, it is back. You can get that. Frosted Lemon Cheerios.
Frosted Lemon?
Frosted Lemon Cheerios. Pick those up soon. Krispy Kreme. Milk glaze donuts with a fruity pebble flavored icing. Whatever that means, but it sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Mike and Ike has cotton candy and root beer flavor Mike and Ikes now. I don't know how you guys feel about Mike and Ike.
I like Mike and Ikes.
They have a root beer flavor and a cotton candy flavor you can pick up. Let's see. You don't like root beer, I know.
No.
I just figured I'd say it because you're not the only one. You know. Lay's. Old Bay crab spice flavored chips.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Capri Sun presents Moon Punch. All 8 glow-in-the-dark moon phases on your bag of Capri Sun. My brain is...
I know, it's kind of hard.
I know. 7-Up Zero Sugar Grapefruit. Pick that up at the store. A little grapefruit flavored 7-Up. Donettes, you know, little mini donuts. Have a new honey bun flavored mini donut that you can pick up.
I've had those. They're good.
Goldfish in a cinnamon roll and strawberry shortcake graham cracker. You can pick those up. Mini Oreos strawberry. So they're little tiny Oreos in a big bag. You just toss them in your mouth. Strawberry flavored cream. Cheetos has new Sweetos caramel puffs. And last year, Krispy Kreme has a new what they call a Doki, which is a cookie inside of a donut.
That was a super list, Dalton.
Snack food report.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need the head of someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Need a fix? A cabin fever fix? Are the walls closing in on you? Murfreesboro Outdoors is here to help. It's their annual Cabin Fever Fix this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They'll have free food, door prizes, and discounts throughout the store. The annual Cabin Fever Fix at Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad, just across the train tracks and beside International Paper. They'll have sportsmen like Doug Markham and Rick McFerrin, plus product vendors to answer all your questions. The annual Cabin Fever Fix this Saturday, 9 to 3 at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to bring you the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th. Find out more information at rcearthday.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time, 7:30, Tuesday morning, here on The Wake Up Crew from the Big G.
And happy birthday today to Amber Hayes, Scott Corlew, Ronnie Knight, Peter Sanders, Joey Rosebank, and Janice Simpson.
Folks, go ahead and get those into us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website, and a wonderfully delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize, so get them in now.
Yeah, yum, yum, get you some. It's good stuff over at Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main Street in the borough.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
All right, friends, we've got traffic and weather together coming up here on the Wake Up Crew right now, 7:31.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 53 degrees. Winds north, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, diminishing winds, widespread frost after midnight. Lows drop to 31. And then Wednesday, more frost early. Otherwise, lots more sunshine and highs warm into the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 38.
Good morning. Really heavy traffic right now. Trying to get up through Spring Hill on 65 going northbound out of Murray County into southern Williamson County. It's loading up pretty good up in Hendersonville, Vietnam. Vets coming westbound there at Conference Drive. It's picked up with more volume through Hermitage, Donaldson. All that traffic flowing in right now from Wilson County into Davidson County on 40 going westbound. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, whether it's for your car, big truck, it doesn't matter. STR Towing and Recovery is who you should call. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Rutherford County may soon see major traffic improvements near Smyrna High School as the Tennessee Department of Transportation and City of Smyrna move forward with plans to widen the intersection at Lee Victory Parkway and Bulldog Drive. The proposal includes constructing two 300-foot left turn lanes on Lee Victory Parkway and extending a right turn lane from the opposite side. These updates are aimed at alleviating congestion during peak school hours, improving safety and traffic flow for students, buses, and daily commuters. The project has gained further significance with Kroger expressing interest in property near the intersection, signaling potential commercial development. Once Smyrna officials approve the design, TDOT will conduct a final review and issue permits for construction to begin. And at the state level, a bill that would alleviate out-of-state driver's licenses issued to undocumented immigrants is now on its way to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Passed alongside party lines, the legislation, backed by Republican lawmakers from Franklin, targets licenses from states like Connecticut and Delaware that mark licenses issued to undocumented individuals. Supporters argue that the measure enhances road security by ensuring only lawful identification is accepted in Tennessee. Opponents, however, raise concerns about economic fallout, legal ambiguity, and civil liberties, calling the bill discriminatory and reminiscent of exclusionary policies. If signed by the governor, possessing such marked licenses in Tennessee would become a Class B misdemeanor. The legislation underscores the ongoing political divides over immigration policy within the state. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care.
providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, the time here on News Radio WGNS, and today we are going to take a look at a tier list of the best fast food french fries, right?
Yes, and the way tier list works, it's A, this one's A through D, so A, B, C, or D. You're going to rate it, you know, grade
in
it.
The highest.
Yes, A, B, well,
D being
but there
the lowest.
Is one, you know, your A plus, you're like especially special is
oh, that's
S tier.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes. We're going to start with Raisin Cane's French fries.
See,
I don't think they're anything special.
I kind of liked them, but
I like cane sauce, but that's not,
I mean, I would go
know.
B. I don't want to be unfair.
Dipping
I mean,
them in cane sauce is really good.
So maybe, yeah, we can go B.
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 You good with B, Brian?
Sure, absolutely.
Checkers. Now Checkers. They have that good fry seasoning.
Yes, I really like them.
I do too.
I'm going to go A.
Mm.
You think A?
He's probably never had a Checkers fries.
I have. I'm kind of a B, but
they've got great
they're
seasoning.
Good. Their seasoning is yeah. wonderful. I don't, it's not an S. It's,
no,
you
no,
know, nowhere close. I could go A. What
go
do you
ahead.
Think? A. Okay. Arby's. Now we're talking the classic Arby's fries, not their new crinkle cut. Their classic curly Arby's fries. I don't love curly fries because I don't think they get crispy
either.
Enough.
I don't either.
I'm a C.
I'm a C too.
C? I see.
I mean, C. I don't think they're a D level or bad.
No.
But.
No. Burger King. Burger King has pretty good fries.
Yeah.
But they're
just,
not special.
I'm kind of in the C range with them. I just don't think they're anything.
I couldn't go higher than a C.
To write home about.
They're just kind of like an addendum to the burger.
I look at C as being kind of average.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, here's one that's special and it's different, but we'll see how it ranks. Waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
You go first. I'm debating.
I think if you get a really good one, they're an A. But if you get a bad one, they're a D.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I'm going to go B.
Sometimes you just get that, like the butt end of the potato, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's just a whole potato.
I'm
going to
go B.
That's my favorite part.
I'm going to go with
weird.
B. Just label it. I'm going to give it a B.
I could go B.
Sure. I think that's a very good place for it.
Hardee's.
C.
I love Hardee's fries.
Really?
Hardee's fries last a long time. You know, like you get a McDonald's fry, the second you pull out of the parking lot, they're already cold. Hardee's fries last.
Well, they cook them right there,
right.
I think. I go B. I mean.
It's a C for me.
Well, that's two C's, so I guess I'm overruled.
They're just kind of average.
Culver's.
I like them because they're crinkly, but they're small. They're a little small, so I'm going to go B.
See, crinkle cut are my favorite.
Yeah. B's good.
It's at least a B.
A B for Culver's fries. It's a surprise.
I don't guess you like them.
They're not bad. Okay. I don't love crinkle cut.
Okay.
Now, this is a good french fry. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
Never had them. I have to abstain. Mm. So it's between you
and
Brian.
They fry them in the same oil they fry their chicken in, so it's got a little bit of that flavor.
You can describe it all you want to, but I've never had them. I'm not going to I'm going to abstain.
It would be a C.
Really? I'd put it at an A.
Yeah.
I guess that makes it
out,
a B.
Averages out
and
to
with
a
an
B.
abstention.
Five Guys.
I like them.
They're A for
they're
me.
Good.
I'm
going to
go A.
I'll put it A. KFC French fries. They're very similar to a Burger King or.
Yeah, see.
I haven't had them.
See.
That I remember.
See? The old classic, McDonald's.
If they're hot, they're S's for me.
Yeah.
I could put it at an S.
Yeah.
There's only one other one on this list I would put at an S.
They're my favorite, but you're right. They need to be eaten pretty quick.
Sonic. And these are regular Sonic fries, not their new ones. Not their new Groovy Fries, just the original Sonic
fries. Groovy fries are an A.
Yeah, I would put them there, too.
The
but
regular fries are a C for me.
I'd
I could go with
C.
that.
Steak and Shake. I'd put it in an A. I love their French fries.
Yeah,
they're really good.
Taco Bell nacho fries would be an S for me.
I've never had them, so but they the people say they're good, so
they are excellent.
Okay, so y'all,
would you go S
with the
or
taco
would you go
season?
A?
I'm probably going A.
Mm. Okay, I'll drop it at an A. Wendy's. I don't love them.
I like them, okay. But a B.
I think a B would be fair.
Okay. And then last, Whataburger.
Probably B or C.
C.
C it
agree.
Is.
And that's our Fry tier list.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. The MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap things up on The Wake Up Crew. Our final moments here on this Tuesday morning, April 8th, episode 1631. Don't forget, tax day just 7 days away. Easter in about 13 days. We hope you've enjoyed this Taco Tuesday. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who, speaking of food, at the Rutherford County 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration from 10 to 2 on April 26th, we'll have free hot dogs and popcorn, and the Electric Griddle food truck serving up those gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. More info at rcearthday.com. We salute today's good neighbor of the day. That's Miss Linda Hodge over at Oakland High School. Good neighbor today for helping everyone at Oakland High. Everyone. That's right. Everybody, a true patriot and a good neighbor, they wrote in. So Linda Hodge, the recipient today of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And News Radio WGNS, send in your good neighbors. Text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450, or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the ways to get them into us.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Hey guys, do you know why they call pirates pirates?
I don't know why.
Because they just are.
Replay.
Horrible joke with a wonderful delivery.
Yeah. Nobody does are like you do.
That's true. Nobody makes funny faces like you do.
So John, would you say
your jokes are amazing?
No.
That was quick. Kind of mean and hurtful.
Well, it was mean and hurtful that you've put that on the air. Like I like your jokes.
You said it.
I said it though in sarcasm. It was not.
Your jokes are amazing. It even sounds sarcastic.
That sounds emphatic.
We were talking about, and I go, "Oh, your guy that says your jokes are amazing," and then he recorded it.
Oh, there's another one. Good, thanks. What have we learned today?
I'm going to do another version of it too that you can record.
I don't think we can put that one on the air.
We'll have to say that one after the show wraps up. Well, we learned what our favorite French fries are just a moment ago.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Very good. We learned about the nachos that are at Subway.
Because that happened five minutes ago.
And the cheese.
What does it have
cheese
in it?
Sauce.
Do you remember?
Cheddar.
and
American Parmesan.
A hint of Parmesan.
Okay.
And what kind of cheddar?
I don't know. Sharp.
Yeah, that's right.
And we talked about Superman, the new movie coming out July 11th.
Directed by James Gunn, starring David Corenswet.
Part of the DC Universe. And we talked about some Marvel stuff, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
James Gunn said that he's going to save the box office, save Hollywood with this movie.
Maybe.
And we had
pretty good.
We had a very unorthodox snack food report. You know why we had it was unorthodox?
Yeah, I should have taken my headphones out.
Because we had Superman music playing in the background.
Because our producer's the worst!
I think he's great.
There's a little bit of the old Superman in that, yeah. Who does the music? John Williams? Is he doing that? I think it's somebody else.
I can't remember.
But they paid a little homage to the old Superman theme. You know, Superman on July 11th.
John Murphy is his name.
Okay.
He did the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He did the score for those.
Yeah.
That gives you goosebumps, doesn't it?
Dude said he's not going to be in any other Guardians of the Galaxy unless James Gunn asked him personally. Who's, you know, the guy, the big muscle guy?
His name is Dave Bautista.
Yeah. He said only if James Gunn asked him to be in it. On the next
he's skinny
one.
Now.
Oh, ooh. I saw that. Yeah. Looks kind of weird.
He's like, I can't keep working out like this. So,
yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah. He made his money.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go out of here with our song of the day.
Aww.